Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry. U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson is in Vermillion this afternoon on the campus of the University of South Dakota. He's meeting with political science students and faculty, but he's with us now to discuss the ongoing flooding in South Dakota and the prospect of relief from Washington. Representative Johnson, thanks so much for joining us here on In the Moment.
Oh, of course. You bet, Jackie. It's always a pleasure.
I know you've toured some of the damage from the initial system that hit South Dakota. What were the main concerns that you heard from our state's ag producers?
Well, you know, this is just insult to injury. I mean, we've got lots of unpredictability in ag country. You know, you're taking low prices. You're layering on top of that trade uncertainty. You're layering on top of that the effect of tariffs. You're layering on top of that really terrible spring weather. There are people who are pretty nervous about what their next few months are going to hold. You know, they would like to see Washington get its act together.
Mm-hmm. And what is that conversation looking like in Washington around the flooding in this area?
Well, it's not where we want it to be. There's a lot of work to get done. You know, the House has passed out a package a few weeks ago. It did not have any money for the Midwest flooding, just because the Midwest flooding hadn't really happened at that time. The Senate did pass out a package that had Midwest flooding, but it didn't have enough money in for Puerto Rico relief. And as a result, the Democrats block voted against the Senate package that did have Midwest flooding, disaster assistance. And so we are mired right now in a House bill that the Senate can't support and a Senate bill that the House can't support. This should not be that hard, but that's D.C.
What do you think really needs to happen then? Because I think most people could see certainly the need in Puerto Rico as well as in the Midwest. So where's the disconnect?
Yeah, well, the disconnect is, just to be honest with you, the Speaker and the President have exceptionally low regard for one another. And normally the way that these impasses get broken is somebody who trusts somebody else picks up the phone and says, "Hey, listen, I know you and I disagree, but let's split the difference on this thing." And we're just not in a situation right now in Washington where there are enough personal relationships at the highest levels where you can get that done. You know, things got a little bit better when Harry Reid moved on, because Harry Reid and the Republican leader Mitch McConnell just had no time for each other. But, you know, the President and the Speaker, they do not like each other. I know I'm not breaking news here, but what we really need, and I think we're getting closer, is for the rank and file to rise up and just say, enough is enough. Let's get this thing done.
Mm-hmm. So what does that look like? If you know, you as your first year seeing this issue, what are your steps to maybe building that up and maybe looking at a bottom-up approach as opposed to waiting for these long-term politicians at the top of the ranks to solve their long-term issues?
Well, you've got it exactly right. It's going to come. It's going to bubble up from the freshmen. I mean, there are 90 new freshmen in the House. You know, people have a tendency to think that folks go to Washington and they stay there forever. That's not really the case. I mean, 80% of the Republicans in Congress have been there less than 8 years. There's actually quite a little bit of turnover. But the leaders at the very top, particularly on the Democratic side, are long tenure. I mean, Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer and Jim Clyburn are all right at 80 years old, and they have a way of doing things that's very different than I think how the freshmen would like to see them done. And, you know, the freshmen that get all the attention, Jackie, are Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They are not very representative of the rest of their freshman class. The rest of the freshman class, the Democrats, have quite a few moderates, and they, I think, they bristle at all the attention that AOC and Ilhan Omar get. And I do think a lot of those moderate Democrats are talking with us conservative Republicans in the freshman class, and we are interested in finding some common ground. You know, repairing levees, fixing roads and bridges, this kind of multi-billion dollars worth of public infrastructure that was brought down by the flooding, you know, fixing our infrastructure, this does not need to be a partisan deal.
Mm-hmm. So what are the next steps then in bringing more attention to the issues facing the Midwest and trying to address some of those needs? What can farmers and ranchers in South Dakota today look forward to as far as their representation in Washington?
Sure. So last week on Wednesday night, I mean, after the main run of votes had been done, I took to the floor and I got recognized and I was part of a group of us that did a special order. That's where we seize the floor appropriately. We don't do it through force or anything. And we talk for an hour to try to bring attention, to focus our colleagues' attention on one issue in particular. We did a special order on this very topic that you and I are discussing. And so we talked about the livestock and row crop people who were devastated. I talked a lot about the impact in Indian country. Immediately prior to me walking onto the House floor, Harold Frazier, the chairman of Cheyenne River, had been in my office, and he and his team were showing me picture after picture of the devastation. And so I took to the floor, and I talked about how we need to put politics aside. I think the Senate is having active conversations about how to move forward. I am hopeful that during this 2 weeks where all of the members of Congress are in their states and their districts talking to people, I think they're going to hear from lots of normal people that disaster relief is needed, and I think that's going to give us some newfound fire to get this deal done as soon as we hit town again.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Chairman Frazier and the impact, particularly on some reservation communities in South Dakota. And on the subject of relationships, I'm curious, as a first-term congressman, what's your approach or how much of a focus is it for you in building that relationship with tribal communities in the state?
Right. Well, this is a special relationship. I mean, it is a constitutionally directed relationship between the federal government and these, you know, dependent sovereign nations that are, our Indian country. And it is a deeper relationship than I think. I mean, I knew at the cerebral level, Jackie, that it existed. I've been pleasantly surprised by how much of the personal relationship is there as well. I mean, there is hardly a week that goes by where I don't have somebody from one of our nine tribes in my office talking to me about specific things that can be done to help move the ball downfield on one project or another. And, you know, I mean, I was texting, you know, Julian, you know, he's Pine Ridge. I mean, he has been in my office. He and I have texted a number of times, you know, throughout this tragedy of all this flooding. When Rodney Bordeaux, Rosebud, he's certainly been in my office. And again, I have texted. I mean, these are meaningful personal relationships. I have known people like Rodney Bordeaux and Harold Frazier for years a little bit, but this working relationship is deeper and more meaningful than I expected, and that's been a very pleasant surprise.
Mm-hmm. So we're hearing frustrations with a lack of compromise or consensus in Congress, frustrations with certain members getting more attention than others, and other frustrations. What are your priorities now moving through this beyond just the impact on ag due to the weather situations in our state? What else is on the docket for you as you get through today and then go back to Washington?
We really do need to get the USMCA, that's the NAFTA 2.0. We need to have Congress ratify that. The president has negotiated a deal which is clearly better than NAFTA. I was a fan of NAFTA. The president wasn't as big a fan, but whether you were a fan or not, you have to acknowledge that the USMCA is a better deal. Now, maybe you want to argue that it should be better, right? But it is inarguable that it's better. Congress needs to ratify it. I mean, if we can't get that done with our two closest trading partners, the chance of getting any kind of real progress with China or Japan or the European Union drops to about zero. You know, I think the big looming question in everyone's mind is whether or not Speaker Pelosi will play ball. She has not generally been a very big supporter of these trade deals, although I will tell you USMCA is clearly better for organized labor than NAFTA. So to the extent that she's got to choose between the status quo NAFTA or something new, the something new I think should be very appealing to her. I am really hopeful that the Speaker will allow this to come to the floor. I have no doubt in my mind that if it can get to the floor, it will get more than 218 votes, and I have no doubt that it will pass the Senate. Literally not a day goes by that I'm not talking to one of my colleagues about what we can do to move this ball. We got to get it done. You know, I would also say I think pharmaceutical prices are a little hard to defend in this country. I don't understand why we are subsidizing the rest of the world's pharmaceuticals. I don't have any problem with a company that works hard and brings new products to market making a profit. Profit is not a dirty word, but I don't understand why all of their net profit would come from one country. You know, Thailand should not be getting a better deal than we are. And I think you can, I think there is room for some bipartisan progress in that area.
Mm-hmm. My guest has been Representative Dusty Johnson on the prospect of congressional relief on the way for South Dakota's farmers and multiple other issues. Representative, our time is short, but I want to thank you again for being with us on In the Moment today. I'm sure we'll try our best to have you back on soon.
Absolutely. Anytime, Jackie. Thank you.